Captain Brendan Ford spent 50 years at sea and has been around the world several times. He was on various merchant ships. He went to sea first in 1947. He recently came into studio and recorded a number of pieces for me. Here he talks about his favourite ship.
My favourite ship, the SS Dahomey Palm of Liverpool. I joined the Dahomey Palm at Liverpool in July 1950 as a junior ordinary seaman. My rate of pay was £12.10 a month. I was disappointed at the pay, having sailed under the Swedish flag at a higher rate, but I was anxious to get a ship, and the destination was everything that I, as a would-be explorer, could have wished for. West Africa. The deck sailors lived forward under the forecastle head, sharing cabins. The master and officers lived amidships by the bridge and over the engine space. Some catering staff also lived amidships, with engine room hands in the poop at the rear of the ship. All sailors except one were British or Irish, the officers being British, Captain J.F. Pugh, the first mate J.K. Roberts, and the bosun Flapjack Johnson. The leading seaman was the only non-European in the forecastle, Stephen or Stevens by name. He was an old-style sailor and admired by all for his professional skills. He was Jamaican and had been in the ship for several voyages. I was lucky to be teamed with him, working on splicing steel cables for our cargo handling gear. The carpenter lived a life that struck me at the time as being perfect. His cabin was neatly furnished. I can picture him now, seated inside, smoking his pipe, looking out through the ever-open door over the gleaming brass step, and his brass door title, Carpenter, forever newly polished. Mr. Roberts, the chief mate, struck me as a very kind gentleman. I was not in good health at this time, and he gave me some personal attention and kindness when I needed it. I kept a sketchbook in which I recorded scenes that impressed me. One of the best drawings I did was of the forecastle head of our ship. I spent a lot of time on it while on lookout duty during the night watches and at leisure time, especially after the canvas awnings were rigged in the tropics. Ashore, near Lagos, I sketched shipmates at ease in the billiard room of the Merchant Navy Club in Apapa. At Abonima, I sketched women with their headdresses and skirts of locally made cloth, which added to their grace and colour. We called at Freetown in Sierra Leone, taking on local crew boys to work cargo at various ports of call. They lived in tents rigged on top of the cargo hatches. The ritual issue of sun helmets and the daily issue of lime juice for vitamin C and paladrine to fight malaria appealed to my explorer imagination, but also reminded me that there were dangerous diseases about. We called at Dakar, Takoradi and Accra on the Gold Coast, Apapa near Lagos, Calabar, Victoria, Tico, Sapele, Abonima, Grand Bassam on the French Ivory Coast, and Bathurst in the Gambia. At Accra, we anchored offshore, working our cargo into surf boats. This was a most interesting spectacle, not least when the arriving surf boat, powered by men using paddles, tried to jump the queue, and pitched battles followed, using thick rope ends as weapons. Cargoes were landed on the beach in hazardous surf, loading 30-foot logs of hardwood from the water into our ship was just as dangerous, with the local men going into the water in big swells to pass the cables of our lifting gear around and under the logs. At any moment it seemed that they would be crushed between two logs. Some images are still vivid. Ashore in cabins and village shops, lizards were always seen around the wall lamps, apparently quite harmless. The absolute blackness of the jungle when we were anchored at night in any of the rivers. The magnificent thunder and lightning in the hills above Freetown, and my utter terror when I first saw a praying mantis. Having been brought up on a literary diet of Sanders of the River and the Wide World magazine, I was disappointed not to see a district commissioner going upstream in his canoe, and very disappointed at the apparent absence of big wild animals. I expected to see crocodiles plunging off riverbanks at every turn, which didn't happen. At Sapelli, I borrowed a dugout canoe and went upstream into the mangrove swamp. The canoe proved remarkably easy to steer by a minor twist of the paddle blade, but I was terrified of the dark, muddy waters. I made a painting of our ship on the lid of a cardboard carton. Captain Pugh was delighted to accept it when we were finally paid off at Liverpool on the 8th of November 1950, after our voyage of 3 months, 8 days. I had been to the Guinea coast of West Africa, the so-called white man's grave, where I could have caught malaria or died of yellow fever, and had come home safely.